You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, it's hour number three, Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN, a football Friday, a snowy day, too, and if you're out in traffic trying to make your way home or wherever you got to be, just take it easy, and we'll get you through it, and Brandy Scott will be with us a little bit later on in the hour to help you through the traffic part of it as well. But right now, it is hour number three. It's Bart and Han. It's a football Friday, so Bart Scott, what's that mean?
It's the power hour. Hour. Say it with your chest.
I love the power hour.
We know that Rex Ryan loves it too. All right, you know who else loves it? Alex Monaco loves it. And every Friday he joins us in the power hour. And it's time for him to help us through this weekend's games make a little bit of, you know, some pocket change.
Let's get a little extra money in your pocket.
Cheese and sour cream on the taco.
This is Lunch Money.
All right, Alex Monaco, you can see him on MSG Network's The Better Half Hour. He's full of energy, and he's also got some picks for us. What's up, buddy? How did we do coming out of Wild Card Weekend? How are we feeling? Were you on the dollar menu this week, or were we buying steak?
Thanks for having me, boys. Fired up for this weekend. I went 3-3. We lose on the juice. Shout out the juice bar. You know, that's what happens. You live to see another weekend, though. We'll take it. It was kind of interesting what I got right, what I got wrong. You know, I go with the adult in the room on the pickup basketball Saturday, Flacco, and he looks like a cul-de-sac father of three back there, and I get cooked, man.
And did you believe in Dallas, too?
No, I was on the Packers.
Remember,
I felt
he took
about
Packers
that.
And took the 7, and that was a smart play. I like that one. Now, Kansas City, did you get screwed by Kansas City?
No, we had the 4.5, and then you and I obviously talked on Nick's pregame that day. We're on the under, so we both squad ride that to victory. Yeah, but yeah, no, I.
What was the
I,
one
I
that
was
you
a
got
little
though?
Shocked.
But wasn't there one though that like you, it was like a half? It just killed you. What was the one?
We
were texting each other about a backdoor that never happened, right?
Yeah, that Steelers one. We also talked about that.
That's
were
the
money
one.
On that. I felt the under, and of course the Steelers, and that was an interesting one. That was a live betting marathon, though, gentlemen. You could have gotten the Steelers up to 29.5. I wish I was kidding, and closed with Bills -7.5. So you could have gotten 2.5 points less than the closing line live. You know, this is the world I live in. When you're not married with no kids, you can pay attention to these things.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, let's pay attention to the games now for this weekend, shall we? And we'll take them in chronological order. So let's begin Texans at Ravens. And the Ravens, the number one seed, the AFC, they are hosting it. It's Saturday. It is 4:30. We've got it on ESPN as well. And this is the Ravens are laying, last we checked, 9.5 over these upstart Texans. Do you dare lay those points?
You know, I'm laying them. I'm rocking with I'm rocking with Bart's team, baby. Give me the flock. This is their moment. CJ indoors in the dome. Young team has to go on the road. You've seen the weather reports. There's going to be wind. There's going to be all kinds of factors for an indoor team. And we had a round one. Now, look, it was week one, so you got to take something, but not too much from it. And it was just a bend but don't break approach. And that's what, to me, is going to happen this game. Baltimore will give up a few field goals. CJ will move the rock. Maybe he turns it over. Maybe he doesn't. I mean, we're talking about a team third in points per game defensively, fourth in yards per play, and number one in points allowed. This is the best defense, by the way, statistically, since 2009's.
Triple crown, right?
Shout out, Bart.
Oh, say that again. 2009?
2009, 16.5 points per game.
Yeah. We were some dogs.
It's the fifth best D in franchise history, and it's the best D Lamar's ever had. So the whole narrative of Lamar being 1-3 in the playoffs and yada, yada, they just got to stick to their game plan. Let the crowd be the crowd. They're going to take care of them. I'm going to swallow the points.
That's the 09 Ravens defense that got Bart paid.
Yeah, yeah, cheese on taco. That's the one that got him paid.
Can't wait, baby. Happy anniversary.
Ching. All right, so yeah, so Baltimore, let's lay the 9.5. So next up is another upstart team, the Green Bay Packers. The Packers of Green Bay, they go to San Francisco to take on the number one seed, the 49ers. The coaches know each other, a little familiarity there. Saturday evening game in San Francisco. This one is interesting because it's also a 9.5-point spread. So how are you playing this one?
You know, this is tough, gentlemen, because I feel like I'm on. Now, look, I'm looking at the ticket splits on different books. This is a very public bet. Packers plus 9.5. I'll just say that. Whereas not a lot of people are laying the Ravens 9.5. A lot of people are going with the Texans and the points. I mean, we're talking about two rookies with some of the greatest perfect passer rating rookie debuts in the history of the sport. Love being the fourth best passer rating behind Manning and Bradshaw. So how do you look, and not just last week, at the last nine games where the kids got 21 touchdowns and one interception, and on a four-game winning streak, 10 tutties, no interceptions, and not sit here knowing the history of LaFleur and Shanahan, knowing that Shanahan in these spots doesn't always cover, and then I'm sorry, can we just talk this out? Who's the better quarterback on the field in this game? Look at the Purdy splits on wins and losses. 28 touchdowns, 2 mistakes in wins, 12 games. 3 touchdowns, 9 interceptions in the 4 losses. Obviously didn't play last game. If they play the Packers game where they just do not turn the ball over. Now, Aaron Jones is not going to have the game he had last week that he will this weekend. Of course not. But if Love continues to play above the rim, I got to take the points, gentlemen. I have to.
Ooh, Bart, how are you feeling about this? Like 9.5 is a lot of points.
Man,
but the Niners, are they superior to the Packers?
It can be 20.5, and I would take that. Man, the 49 is about to beat the dog breaks off of this.
Oh, boy.
Listen, let's remember what Green Bay defense was before the Dallas game, in which Dallas can do anything. Listen, Aaron Jones, I hope you enjoyed your open gaps and easy ways to go in. You ain't punking nobody on that side of the ball. And guess what? That defense sees that type of offense every single day. Shifts, motions, and all that stuff. You don't think they got a plan for that?
Okay.
This going to be some bully ball.
Is McCarthy that bad of a coach? Was that out coaching?
Yes.
I mean, this is just killing me over here. Not
ready
to change the conversation.
Well, remember, again, the Niners own the Cowboys, right? And
they own the Green Bay, too.
And Matt LaFleur knows Kyle Shanahan pretty well, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So do you think maybe he got some cheat codes? Just saying. All right, let's move on. So we move on to Sunday now. And we get the Buccaneers and the Lions.
Oh,
and I mean, the story in Detroit is a wonderful one. Like, it's such a great story. I think they are America's team right now. They are they're laying, Bart, it's almost a touch. They are laying 6.5. That's a large favorite for a franchise that hasn't gotten this far in like 100 years. So, Alex Monaco, the betting expert who understands how all this stuff works, 6.5 points is the spread here with Detroit at home. And yes, it's cold in Detroit, but they play in a dome, so it's worth the weather and any of that stuff. But are you daring to believe in the Detroit Lions?
Well, I love the story, and I'm rocking with one product. I like them to win the game, but I have to take the 6.5, gentlemen.
This
is an experienced defense. And you start going down the line, and all three phases have a Super Bowl ring thanks to TB12. The experience here, and I got 3 Costco sample examples here of this season of Bucks in the dome. 2 W's and a 39-37 L to the Texans. Baker, 7 touchdowns, 1 INT in those games. Not to mention the kid on the road this year, and the Bucks on the road are the best cover in the league. It's 7-1. So you look at Baker's 3 playoff games, 7 touchdowns, 1 interception. These are both teams that are excellent at stopping the run. The Bucs can't run the ball. So, yes, you got to say the Lions with the home field advantage and all of that. You probably say they win the game, But then you start looking at the whole world slowly, emotionally, to Alan's point on the intro, betting on this narrative. And when you go to Vegas and you bet emotionally, you typically don't leave with heavier pockets.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm super emotional when it comes to the Lions, right? So, listen.
No, I know. It's a big weekend for you both days.
Yeah, when you look at it, right, you know, Baker Mayfield didn't have to deal with the crowd noise. This is a game that we've already seen, 20-6. You know, this was week six, so most teams were relatively healthy. The Lions took care of them. And I think, you know, they'll be more accustomed to seeing Todd Bowles' blitz packages because they've seen him already. And Ross St. Brown has come to life. Jamar Gibbs has come to life. Jameson Williamson wasn't there. He's come to life. Now we know who LaPorta is. I just think they're better prepared, and I think the moment can be too big, and it's time for Cinderella to lose her shoe and for it to turn 12 o'clock. So I'm confident that, you know, last week was the one that I was nervous about because Lions were Lions. And the fact that they found the way to squeak that out and not give up any touchdowns in the red zone, I understand that Godwin and, you know, the biggest mismatch in this game, to me, in my opinion, is the receivers of you know, Tampa versus the cornerbacks of Detroit. But the fact that they are one-dimensional and they can't run the ball also gives me faith that the Lions can sneak another DB and stop the run when the light box.
All right. So, again, he's not saying that the Lions will lose. It's just basically that it's going to be a close game and closer than 6.5. Bart's believing, though, in the touchdown or more win for his hometown team. And after what your father went through, let's be honest, on Thanksgiving Day, the least they could do is give him a little bit of a playoff run here to get some of that back, because that Thanksgiving, I mean, you can't even enjoy Thanksgiving.
My dad might take a bump, dog. He'd be so happy. Get that old spoon he had from the 70s.
Oh, my God. Just look it up if you want to know what Bart's talking about. All right, last but not least, the last game. This is, I feel like this is the most riveting of the matchups for many reasons. Chiefs at the Bills. Yes, at the Bills, meaning Patrick Mahomes on the road in the playoffs. What?
This is real. This is real.
And in Buffalo, where it snowed once, and apparently it's snowing again. Sunday, 6:30, and this is as close of a spread as you can have. I think we're at 2.5 right now. How would you play this game considering weather, considering we don't know Mahomes on the road in the playoffs, and considering the Bills? It feels like all the pressure is on Buffalo to finally slay the dragon. How are you playing this one, Monaco?
This one's fascinating, gentlemen. And the world of tickets versus money, a lot of people betting the Bills, loving riding this wave the last month and a half. But if you want a winning bet out there, and it's not glamorous, but it's going to cash, you got to take the Scuba Steve under here with two top four defenses, both giving up 18 and 17 on the year. The weather, the wind, the implications and these defenses, I don't see how this is breaking 45 points. So I would say the best bet, believe it or not, is taking the under. But yes, this is a fascinating narrative, of course, 3-3, best of 7 here, including both regular season and playoffs. But I got to take the Chiefs, gentlemen. I'm fired up about taking it. The underdog and the competitiveness in this spot where Mahomes doesn't get this opportunity and this team doesn't get this opportunity to go on the road, be the dog, be not really talked about as much as the other team. This is objects in a mirror, not as they appear. He's 8-1-1 against the spread as a dog. And in the playoffs, you look at his splits in his career, he's got better numbers on the road, and he's 38-11 on the road versus 36-11 at home. Are we overhyping Bill's Mafia and the home field advantage here? The only thing that stops him is if Will Ferrell from Elf pops out, throws a snowball from the rafters and knocks him out. I got the Chiefs in a big way. I love it, and I know I'm going against a lot of sharps this weekend and the pub.
How are you feeling, Bart?
If not now, then when for Josh Allen?
Yeah.
This window is closed, and he feels it. And, you know, this is a team that got second life. We didn't think that they had a 6% chance to even make it to the playoffs.
That's right.
And they got in on the other side. Now, I am nervous that, you know, their middle linebacker is going to get extended, and he was on his way to Key West to move to Key West when they had to call him up because of all the injuries. They are injured all over the place when you consider, like, on the defensive side of the ball for the Buffalo Bills. You know, but, you know, this could be a big Pacheco game, right? Because remember, the Bills try to stop everybody out of small packages already with a bunch of DBs out there, out of sub package. And Pacheco, in this type of weather, is built for this. And then Patrick Mahomes, let's see what happens. But on the other side, I know this Chiefs defense has been good, but this is when Josh Allen, you know, uses his legs. Let's see if he can take care of the football, because if they can turn Josh Allen over a couple of times, you know, then I have a pause for concern. But I got to give the Buffalo Bills a benefit of the doubt, because they feel like they're playing with house money, and we counted them out. And usually when you count people out, you know, they have that chip on the shoulder just as much as Mahomes has for us not talking about
him. Let me ask you on a related note, but a personal one for me, because, Alex, you know I've told you that Pacheco over on carries last week was a nice little pocket change. Do I play that again this week after what Bart just said? I imagine that's something we should be thinking about, yes?
I think you have to.
Right.
Now, he didn't play in the 2017 loss. That's also other thing to talk out in this rivalry of 3-3 overall, winning two straight, and the Bills won round one this year. That's like almost a divisional dance. And when you're looking at it betting, can they beat them and pack them in two times in a year? That's not easy to do. I really do think the Chiefs are the side. If it
like
gets
the
plus three, you can take plus three as well.
And you like the under. You definitely think this is going to be like, even if the Chiefs, it's just going to be an under, right? It's 44.5.
Yeah, I 2017 round one, two top four defenses. I mean,
another concern is the Chiefs on the road, and they have the worst tackles left in the football in the playoffs, having to go on a silent count, and he ain't gonna be able to cheat no more. He got away with it week one against the Lions. He's the most penalized tackle in all of football. So I mean that can really change a lot of things when you consider, you know, Donovan Smith, and I believe the other guy name is I forget his name. I'll find his name. But you know, he's really struggled on the road.
All right. Yeah, and we've seen Mahomes start chewing out teammates on the sideline before. Now, it doesn't mean that he wouldn't start doing that again if mistakes start to be the reason why they aren't able to win this game. Alex,
Juwan Taylor.
Always good stuff. We were waiting for that name, Juwan Taylor. Alex, awesome stuff, my man. Thanks so much. Good luck with it, and you'll be hearing from me on Sunday, especially if things don't go right.
Let's go.
All right.
Thanks for having me, as always. Enjoy the game.
You got it. Alex Monaco, again, you can see him on The Better Half Hour. Juice Bar as well is a really good show, he and Sean Little, on MSG Network. So there is that part of it. Now, Bart, there's more to get to on this, though, because I know you've been like – giving us little nuggets here and there about each of these games, but let's get a little more analytical about it as we go forward. But we played this during audio files, and Dinahan caught it as well. I want you to listen once again as we're talking about the Chiefs and Bills game, which, like I said, that's to me the premier game of the weekend. That's the one we're all going to be, all right, did they finally slay the dragon? Is Mahomes going to do it again? Has he ever played on the road? Josh Allen, again, talking about facing the Chiefs one more time in the playoffs, a team that they just can't get past. And I want to see if you hear what Dinahan heard as well. Take a listen here.
Played them every year for the last, I think, 4 or 5 years. So I think it's two teams that are very familiar with each other. So the wrinkles that they put in, that we put in, that we adjust to, those are going to be key to winning this game. So, again, just trying to come in here and be as prepared as possible for game day.
Yeah.
What do you think he's saying there? What?
He's saying use your studying against you, like they've went against each other so many times. They have these absolutes, right? Remember I told you about absolutes and why they're problems. Well, what happens is when you play somebody so many times, you see what they do against certain defenses and how they adjust to certain coverages,
right?
And how they like to attack it. And
all
you
that's
use
correct
that against them.
All that's correct. Who is in charge of the wrinkles, the adjustments, and the preparation?
Joe Brady?
At the very top.
Oh, you're saying a quarterback?
No, at the very top. Who's in charge of, you know, all the different wrinkles, knowing the other team, the adjustments that you need to make, having everybody prepared? Whose job is that?
Head coach.
Yes. See, Dinahan, like, you heard that, right? Like, you heard him. When you have somebody that is talking about things that are beyond what you do on the field, that sounds like to me he's like, well, we know they're always prepared, we need to be prepared too, because they beat you.
But they've won, though. The Bills have won more games than they lost, and they just haven't won the games that they were
the
supposed
ones that
to
matter.
Yeah
because we know each other really well, so we have to. It's adjustments.
Yes,
it's making our own little wrinkles.
Yes,
and it's being prepared.
I hear you.
So you didn't hear that as, you know, a little, hey, the head coach better have us ready?
Ah, see.
Well, if you think about it.
A bit of with that narrative that we were talking about yesterday with Rex.
With Rex. Because he did suggest that if things don't go well for the Bills, that there could be a change there in Buffalo. You know?
I wouldn't want to see Vrabel there.
If you forgot, here's what Rex Ryan told us yesterday about any pressure on Sean McDermott.
Absolutely, there'd be some more pressure on Sean McDermott. You have a damn good football team, and the only thing you haven't done is been able to get over the top. And this is what people will say, as this team peaked out. Is there a higher level? And you know, could he be one of those coaches that I mentioned? I don't know. Like, you know, if you think there's somebody out there that could take you to that level. And that's what Sean McDermott's fighting here.
Wow. So there's something certainly there. All right. 800-919-3776. We'll do a little Ask Bart about divisional playoffs, all the matchups and what he sees, and we'll go through each one of them. Bart's going to make his own picks now, not with obviously spreads and everything, just who's going to win and why.
Yes.
This coming weekend. And also for Patrick Mahomes playing on the road in the playoffs, is he a little nervous about that? You'll hear from him as well next. Stay with us. Bart and Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. K-Show, top of the hour. It is a Friday. It's a football Friday, of course, here. And divisional round. And we're getting closer and closer to the Super Bowl. And some of the matchups, like I said, you've got a couple of compelling ones. And some great stories. I mean, the story out of Detroit, that's one, of course. Even here in New York, if you're a Jets fan, you know what this feels like. I mean, the Lions, they haven't done anything in 30 years. Literally 30 years. I mean, they're hosting another playoff game. Think about that just alone. What that building, what Ford Field's going to sound like. But finally, like this close, you're this close. You could taste it getting to the NFC Championship game. One win away, and they certainly can beat the Tampa Bay Bucs. So there's that game. But as we were just talking about, that Bills-Chiefs game up in Buffalo on Sunday evening, that game is going to have so much riding on it from so many different levels. And it really does feel like a lot of pressure on the side of the Bills. But this is also still new to the Kansas City Chiefs. And we can't overlook the fact that this has not been an easy season for them at all. And there's been a lot of frustrations that have gone on. With all the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, and all that attention that has gone on, that some people, I mean, the NFL loves it, but there's a lot of people who can't stand it. And then there's Patrick Mahomes, who has been frustrated with receivers or lack thereof on his team and the inability to just make simple catches, which has frustrated him as well. Their defense has been a lot better. But for Mahomes, this is the first experience of him playing in a playoff game that is not the Super Bowl, that is not at Arrowhead. So, of course, he's just asked the typical question of any nerves about playing a road playoff game.
Kind of just is what it is. Obviously, I've been lucky enough to play a lot of games at home at Arrowhead Stadium. Kind of just everything's felt that way. But now we get the great opportunity to go on the road, play in a hostile environment. One that I haven't been able to play with fans in the stands. I mean, even though I know it's going to be hostile and there's going to be people talking trash and everything like that, I'm excited for it because it's one of the best environments in football. And you want to do that when you grow up watching these games is play in the best environments and see what it's like.
That's what I always laugh. Mm-hmm.
I made a mistake. That was Garrett Cole. I played the wrong.
I laugh at that because.
Why do you laugh at that?
He's a great player.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he feels that way. Pretty sure his supporting cast doesn't feel that way. I'm pretty sure the dude, if they drop a catch in there and like, you sink,
snowballs being thrown at you.
Yeah, I'm sure that could shake him. A guy like Rashid Rice, who's a young guy, man, who can get the yips at times. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody like Valdez Scantling, who don't know where the divots are in the field. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And then you know also just. Not really playing on that surface, having no familiarity because you don't play on there 8 times a year. So you don't know how to cut on the grass. You don't know what type of cleats to wear. What if you wear the wrong cleats and then now you spat it up and now you got to get it cut off and try and figure out and change the studs? That's all decisions that you make when you're playing on surfaces where you got one team slipping and sliding and you got the other one that knows exactly what to do. You know, so that's adjustment period. So that's just one less thing to worry about in addition to the Buffalo Bills being a good football team.
Do you think there's a chance, as Rex suggested, that if the Bills lose this game and they blow out their coaching staff, mm-hmm. that they would then turn not too far up the road and bring in Bill Belichick? Buffalo Bill Belichick. Can you see that happening?
Why not? I mean, this is the best chance to also, okay, y'all don't want me? All right, now y'all got to see me. And I got a great chance with this quarterback
yep.
who's more physically gifted than the one I took the 6 Super Bowls and won 6 with. I can do something with a mobile quarterback. Listen, Josh McDaniels has been looking for this type of hybrid, right? They thought they were getting a little bit of that with Mac Jones, spread court. You know, they thought they were getting it a little bit with Jacoby Brissett. He mm-hmm. turned out not to be as athletic as they thought. And now you get him a weapon like that, a proven commodity? Nah.
If he's had 2 interviews with the Falcons and still doesn't take the job, that's
because he's waiting for something else. That means, you know, I bet he's probably surprised that, you know, you say like the Chargers are ran like a family organization. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised they haven't decided to call him and say, you know, maybe they don't want.
The Chargers are focused on Harbaugh.
And maybe, yeah, because I think they're thinking about, hey, we need somebody that can be here in the duration of Herbert's career.
Good point.
You know, Bill's 72 years old. If Josh played 8 more years, well, he going to be coaching until he's 80? We're not doing that.
Mm-hmm. Give me your pick on this game. The Chiefs and the Bills, it starts at 6:30 Eastern up in Buffalo Sunday. It has been, you know, obviously we all know the weather situation there with the snow that they've already had. We've got snow happening here again in New York. I mean, what are you expecting for this game?
This just feels like it's Buffalo's time after having a tough season, making the controversial change at offensive coordinator with Joe Brady and discovering James Cook. You know, James Cook ended up with 1,100 yards rushing. I think he was a Pro Bowler. Caught the ball well, and ever since Joe Brady's become the quarterback, the coordinator, mm-hmm. you know, James is exploded and being the focal point, which has taken a lot of pressure out of for Josh to be the running game as well. Josh can just focus on passing the ball, and now you got Kincaid that played at a high level the other day. I think they're becoming a more complete, less predictable type of team. Now, it was still kind of crazy and tough when you looked at the Steelers was right there, 17-24, could have did some business if they didn't, you know, turn over the football.
Right.
But, you know, I just think they know each other well. I think this can be the time that, you know, Josh can finally say, hey, I am a rival of Mahomes, because you're only a rival if you beat him. Burrow's done it. Let's see if Josh can add his name to the list.
So the Bills, you're expecting the Bills to win.
Yeah, I expect they should. They should win.
Okay. All right. Now, so we'll go backwards from since we started with this game. We'll go to the Bucs Lions game, and you know, obviously, it's close to your heart, and I know how you feel about it. But you've always talked about it's not necessarily the bulletin board material, but it's just saying saying too much. Mm-hmm. C.J. Gardner-Johnson started something when last week, when talking about the Rams, he said that that group is probably one of the better groups we've done faced all year besides the Tampa group.
Right.
And if you get, he said this, if you gave that Tampa group a good quarterback, that's a great group. Then he mentions, obviously, Mike Evans and Godwin. He said Russell Gage.
Palmer, yep.
He said, that's a great group. I played against them for real. So it sounds like obvious shade being thrown at Baker Mayfield, who's always been used to being the, even though he's the number one pick, he's been treated so much like an afterthought. People have picked on him all the time.
His punchable face.
Well, he's got that too.
He's a guy that, you know, the progressive commercials, people always used to poke fun, more commercial than wins. But now he's fought to get to this position. He's played well.
He
deserves credit.
And he responded to what Gardner-Johnson had to say by saying this.
I don't think he's really watched film because he mentioned Russell Gage. You know, we love Russell, but Russell hasn't played a snap all year for us. He must be going off the preseason stuff that the media was talking about. But he didn't play our first game, so I'm excited to see him. I think he's a really good player. He has been for a while, and he's been an impactful guy on every team he's been on. So he's a good player, but he's got to do a little bit more film study.
So Gage, remember, he tore his patellar tendon in his right knee when the Jets and the Bucks had that joint practice.
Right.
He hadn't even played all year, so... You know, that he kind of took a shot back at him. Like, hey, you might want to watch some film because that guy doesn't even play for us. But still, do you feel like that kind of talk, is that meaningless in a game like this?
It's not meaningless because, you know, who's to say that they don't create some things to try and – because Gardner-Johnson is an emotional player.
Okay.
Remember, he's the one that got punched in the face by – I forgot when he was with the Saints. The dude from the Bears punched him in the face like 37 times. He just put his hands up. You know what I mean? And, you know, but he's also the guy that brought the blue ski mask to Detroit. And they, you know, sold out Amazon early in the year. So he's an emotional player. He's an emotional leader for them. And, it, you know, they need him to play well because I don't think it's a coincidence that Philly's secondary struggled mightily with turnovers and big plays because he left. And, you know, hopefully he's been doing that for the Lions. Hopefully he can continue to do that. But it's going to be tough sledding because – you know, if you can't get to Baker, you know, they have a mismatch on the outside.
So we played Dan Campbell earlier talking about don't get ahead of ourselves. The hardest thing is going to be for Detroit to not start getting high for your own supply. When you start having the headlines and we know how this goes. The media comes around. Like, see, you were new with the Jets, but the Jets getting as far as they did in your first year with Rex.
Yeah.
It was the same kind of hype. All of a sudden, everybody's now blowing you up. You're getting gassed up by everybody. And you almost lose track of, hey, we still got to fight here. We still got to battle here. Yeah. Like, we can't start dreaming about being at the Super Bowl when we're only in the divisional round. But as I mentioned, in Detroit, they're not used to this. The Lions have never played two home games in the playoffs ever in the same year. That's never happened. And this is as far as they've gotten. They've never gotten this far. Over 30 years, they haven't gotten this far. So you can understand the hype, but the Lions should be the superior team, but the Bucks, Bart, are not a team to take lightly. The spread 6.5, we already discussed that. But how do you feel about the Lions? Like, not emotionally now. I know you want emotionally to see them win. But how do you feel about them in the matchup here with this Bucs team and that experienced defense that the Bucs are bringing in with Todd Bowles?
Well, Jared Goff has 7 interceptions when pressured with the blitz. We know that Todd Bowles is going to blitz coming off the bus.
Yes.
Todd Bowles not only, you know, played against his team and they lost, but he also saw how they reacted to some of his blitzes. You talk about using information against each other. This is what we're talking about.
Right.
Todd has to feel encouraged that, you know, maybe he can put more pressure on Jared Goff and, you know, be able to speed his process up because he really, really struggles if you can get pressure. But the thing is, on the outside, his corners are going to have to add up. And, you know, Ross St. Brown went off on the yak yards in the first game. And now you have to deal with the run game being established and the fact that Jahmyr Gibbs is more senior. So you don't worry about fumbles and stuff because it's not the crazy wild weather. But with that being said, you got a 9-8 team versus a team that was – fighting to be the number two seed and should have been the number two seed because they really beat the Dallas Cowboys.
How much of an impact, because it's a dome and it's passionate, can that crowd have, or could it also work against you and get you too jacked up and maybe now you're jumping off sides, you're false starts, you might be doing something extra and get a flag for it. How difficult is it? You've played in these environments when you were in Baltimore.
How hard is
it to not get too jacked up when you have a crowd like they're going to have in Detroit?
One, domes, like, it's like weird with the breath and air because it's like pressurized, right? So it's like weird. Sometimes you don't get your breath right away, and then it kind of chilly, but it's not chilly. It's weird, right? And, you know, it's like an amphitheater, right? Because the sound just going to bounce up and bounce right back down, man. If anybody saw that game last week, you can see that it was crazy, nuts. Mm-hmm. It's going to be even crazier. Let's see if these guys, I know they're a veteran group at certain positions, but let's see if they can be able to deal with the noise and the silent counts and all the things that come with it, being able to change plays, right? Like, if the Lions shift, how can you get in and out of plays? And all it takes is one person not to get the adjustment to get the play, and you got two guys in one route, two guys in the same area.
Yeah.
Or you got somebody that slides when they were supposed to be 5-0, when it was supposed to be 5-on-5.
So
or
a lot
somebody
of-
does something different, yeah.
So a lot of pre-snap penalties could be watched in this game, only based on
pre-snap and post, because you got the you get off the line because you're on silent count. So now the defender gets an extra half a step on you, and now you got to grab him because he's beat you. So now you got to grab him so you don't get sack your quarterback.
Okay, all right. Now we'll go quickly over this one because you basically feel like this is barbecue chicken. It's the Niners and the Packers, and you feel pretty strongly that the Niners are just going to physically dominate this game, right?
Yeah, this is ass kicking out, in my opinion. You got the student versus the teacher.
You don't feel this is like if there's a game that you can't, like, I need one game I can't watch, this would be the one you're like, I probably wouldn't watch this one.
Yeah, I'm concerned with more. If anybody can upset, it's Houston versus the Ravens.
And
if
let's
anybody
get to,
can upset something.
All right, let's get to that. Then the last but not least of them all, which is certainly that game. And, look, the Ravens, I mean, D'Amico Ryans has done a great job there. C.J. Stroud feels like he's going to be a quarterback of the future for a long time in this NFL, right? But for Lamar Jackson, as much as we're putting pressure on the Bills and Josh Allen, how about for Lamar Jackson? Is there some pressure there?
Tremendous pressure.
That it is time for you now to show that you can carry a team to not just the AFC Championship game, but maybe to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, 1-4 in the playoffs, right? And hasn't been back since 2019. Was injured for the last two seasons. We made every excuse in the world. I talked about his receivers not being good. You wouldn't take any of his receivers in the top 20 in the NFL. Now they went out and they got Zay Flowers, which you can say he has weapons. They got they drafted Bateman. He's been healthy. They developed Isaiah Likely. And eventually, not this week, but if they continue to progress and advance, then he's going to get Mark Andrews back. And he has Odell Beckham as well. Duvernay's come off of injury, even though he lost, J.K. Dobbins, and he lost the Kenneth Mitchell.
Yeah.
They went in and they got arrested and elevated and activated Dalvin Cook. You got Gus Edwards. So they got a great, strong running game. They've given Lamar everything that a quarterback should ask for before the weight of his contract really sits on the chest of this organization. They got a bunch of young players. Hamilton's all pro. He's in the second year. Another great safety in the line of great safeties for the Ravens. You look at, Owe, who's, going to play. But, you look at Jadeveon Clowney, who's having a career year. 9.5 sacks, right? They got a kid in the inside that has, McAdoo, Kunta Kinte, whatever. He got an African name. He's got 13. I think he has 13 sacks as well in the inside. So they got it from the inside, the outside. The Achilles heel is those corners. And even a corner that you would suspect in Marlon Humphreys, who I love a lot, who's had a bunch of injuries, he's out for this game. So now if you can't get there and C.J. Stroud's able to eat and take control of those cornerbacks, it can be tough. The last time I was there, the last time the Ravens won the division, Lamar Jackson was the MVP of the league. They got bounced and sit home against the Tennessee Titans.
That's right.
In the first week after the bye, which is always weird because teams come out flat and the other team comes out rolling because they've been playing and in playoff mode a little bit longer than you. And sometimes if those first quarters can be deadly. Just ask the Cowboys the deadly thing, because the Cowboys been in cruise control and the Green Bay Packers been playing in playoff mode and they came out and put 28 on their ass in the first half.
We'll get to some calls at 800-919-3776. Also with Bart Scott, can't wait to see coming into this weekend. I mean, we just talked about four games. I'm sure he can't wait to see, but we'll see if there's anything else on the docket as well before we pass it off to the K Show. But first, Bart, give me a little Sansone Auto Mall, please.
Yeah, man. Bart Scott here. You have to check out Sansone Auto Mall for yourself. It's the largest auto mall in all of New Jersey. You get to choose from almost 2,000 new and pre-approved, pre-owned vehicles across 10 top brands, Nissan, Toyota, Kia, Jeep, Mazda, Hyundai, and more. Sansone works with you to fit within your budget. Credit issues, Sansone does it all to get you approved. Sansone works with over 20 banks so that you can get more financing options. Tell them Bart Scott sent you to take an extra $1,000 off your next vehicle. Sansone Auto Mall is located on Route 1 in Woodbridge. You can go to, you can visit them online at sansoneauto.com, or you can call 1-800-SANSONE today.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Tells you it's Friday. Tells you it's the weekend, baby. And it's a busy one. Just get home safe, all right? Take your time in the snow. You'll get there.
Just got pain. Ow.
Friday night.
Listen, I'm going to keep this short and sweet, Alan.
Well, let me do this first. Let me keep this one short and sweet. K-Show coming up, so that means, of course, another chance to get into the ESPN New York Superbox Bonanza 5, giving away over $10,000 in cash and prizes. All qualifiers get a $25 Fanatics gift card and a chance at one of 10 Superboxes with prizes. You get a big screen TV, Apple AirPods Pro, Beats Solo headphones. Get your box for the big game by listening to DPH Ron Rothenberg. You got our show, and coming up, the Michael Kay Show. That's your next chance to win $500 in the first and third quarters, $1,000 for halftime, and $2,000 if you get the final score. It's all brought to you by Telemordew Irish Whiskey and the brand new Telemordew Honey and Security Dodge.
Come get some.
For full contest details, go to superboxbonanza.com. All right, Bart, what do you got for me? What do you can't wait to see?
Listen, I'm gonna leave it nice and tight, man. Listen, Lamar Jackson has something to prove when you consider getting the bag. No more excuses. Can he get over this hump and make himself part of the conversation as the person that can dethrone Patrick Mahomes and continue to be like the future, the guy that's going to be his nemesis. Like Patrick Mahomes right now, Joe Burrow's his nemesis, Josh Allen's his nemesis. Let's see if Lamar Jackson can make a claim, because he's the only one, if he wins the Super Bowl with the two MVPs, that can make a stake to say he's the baddest man on the planet.
No doubt. I mean, that's going to be the one to watch for sure. Can I throw one in real quick before we
sure.
say goodbye?
Absolutely.
All right, so Nets and the Lakers tonight is an interesting game for both. The Lakers and Nets have been going the wrong way.
Going
the Nets
shopping.
Have lost four in a row and nine of their last 10. So keep an eye on the Nets at the trade deadline. That's one. So that's a game tonight. But Saturday night at the Garden, R.J. Barrett, Emmanuel Quickly, they come back. The prodigal sons show that love to these guys.
Home.
But understand, they are now the opponent, right? So we'll see the little bit of motion at the Garden on Saturday night. A good football weekend coming up. The K-Show is next, Bart. Have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday.
I holla.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.